You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Cory.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy day after Halloween.
Oh, yes.
What a crazy, crazy day that was.
And night.
Yeah. Absolutely it was. This is, I don't even know how to describe it. But it was interesting. Very, very interesting. Yeah.
It was fun.
It was a great night. So, obviously we have to start off our typical, what are we drinking? There's good old Harpoon Dunkin' Pumpkin. Yeah.
Dunkin' Pumpkin with a little bit of Blumpkin.
Yep. Nothing beats a good, wait, what? Well, so what's new? What's new this week? Anything good? We had Halloween. So,
I was a priest.
Yep.
Which is completely opposite of what I really am.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And,
if I do say so myself, I looked damn good.
I'm not going to lie, you did. You know, you did look good. You know?
I was one handsome SOB.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. So, yeah, you went as a priest. So, tell us about your costume.
What's there to tell about?
Well, I mean, everything, yeah.
Well, it came with a nice button-up shirt.
Yep.
With a cross on the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Came with a necklace, which is actually really nice. And it came with a flask, a real flask that said holy water on it.
Yep, absolutely.
Also, it came with a Bible, not a real Bible, obviously, but where you open it up and it's got like a plastic flask in it with two little shot cups in them.
Shot cups, shot glasses.
There. Yeah, those two. And the book said the Book of Holy Hammered.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
Which we were last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was an interesting night.
Which is why we did not do the podcast last night.
No, we had to
postpone.
Yeah, we had to postpone. It's... It was not a good night.
It was a good night.
It was a great night. Yeah, that's the thing. It was a great night for us. But
I was freezing walking around getting candy. Meanwhile, you're bundled up wearing a long black leather jacket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm walking around in a short sleeve button-up shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Freezing my nuts off.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was cold last night. Like, I'm not going to lie. It was pretty fucking cold.
It was, yes.
I ended up going as, what the hell was it? The plague doctor.
Yes, the plague doctor.
So I had on, everything was black, the old plague mask, with the big beak, the bird beak, and.
Bird dick.
Pretty much. It looked like a bird dick. And, I went out in that, and it was very warm, to say. And I'm wearing this latex plague, not condom, this latex mask for the plague doctor. And it was actually very, very, like, sealing in your heat. So... When, it was just like, so as you're breathing, it's like all that heat was staying in, right in that mask. And I was sweating my ass off.
And then there was me.
Yeah.
Where some old lady actually offered me her one of her sweatshirts.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, no, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
But thank you. Probably won't fit me.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
Don't make the Hulk angry.
Right. Yeah, so we went trick-or-treating and...
There was not much out.
No.
There was not much out.
No, there really wasn't.
There was a lot of dark houses and not a lot of kids on the street.
It was kind of...
Which I get, people are scared of, you know, it's COVID.
Yeah,
You know, I understand that, but dang.
Yeah, no, I get it. It was definitely as cold as it was last night, but the thing was that was really surprising was that there was no kids really out.
None.
You know, like that was the most surprising part was that there was really minimal kids.
Right.
And I really expected more. There weren't even a ton of houses that were out there, like, doing Halloween. It was, like, half the houses.
Yep.
Maybe, what, a fifth, if that, a sixth of the kids? A tenth of the kids? Only 10% of the kids that normally go out.
Yeah, I think the last time I went, 2 years ago, the streets were full of them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that was, it was, like, it was kind of weird. So I expect a little more out of that. You know, not going to lie there. I really expected more from the town, the way everyone was talking, saying.
Right.
You know.
On the Facebook group page, every day there was somebody new asking if there was trick-or-treating going on.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yes.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, that was a little odd. Trevor, you know, welcome tonight. You know, obviously, yeah, that stinks that the area had nothing around where you are. I really think that, like, the kids need it to have some kind of normalcy because it's been so fucked up this year that...
Yes.
It's I don't know. The kids need stuff like this just to show that they can have somewhat of a normal life during all this crap.
Yep. We keep forgetting to tell a certain story that happened, what, 2-3 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
At the shooting range?
Yeah.
You took me on my first trip to the shooting range.
Yep, I did.
Holy crap, was it fun.
Yeah, so what were you shooting, first of all? Do you remember what they were?
The first one was a 9mm.
Yep.
And
that's a Glock 19 9mm.
I did fall in love with that, not going to lie. Then you had me shoot a 12 gauge.
Yep.
He came up to me, he's like, ready to shoot it? No. Mind you, I've never shot a gun in a day in my life until this night. But holy shit. Got up there with a 12 gauge and took my first shot.
Let her rip.
I was like, holy shit.
Yep, yep, you let her rip.
Woke up next morning, my shoulder was all sore.
It's a good time, though.
Oh, it was a great time.
Yeah.
I was first nervous to go there, and then afterwards I was just like, yeah, I'll go again.
Yep, yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it was fun.
It was a great time. Great time.
You know, you handled it well. You know, after I saw it give you a couple good, you know, kicks, that the shotgun there.
Oh, yes. Thankfully, none of my shots went up into the ceiling.
Yeah, and it didn't send you flying friggin' 20 feet back.
Right, like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Huh. So since I know this is going to come up.
Yep.
Might as well just tell it.
Might as well rip that Band-Aid off.
Might as well just rip the Band-Aid off. Local store. You couldn't get the video up, could you?
No, on Facebook.
Yeah, the one that I recorded.
Oh, you know what? Did you send it to me? You email it to me?
I think so. I know it's on Facebook, too.
I think you did email it. Let me look at my email.
Shy Corey story.
Are you sure you emailed it to me?
Pretty sure.
Because I'm not seeing it.
There's been a lot of times where the shyness in me has been revealed. There were times at my current place of work, and there was a time where I hid behind a trash can from a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was out in the break room drinking a Red Bull, and all of a sudden I hear one of my other co-workers that were sitting in the break room that knew I liked this girl go, "Oh, hey," girl's name. And I'm just like, "Oh, yeah, right." I turn around and she's standing right there. I jumped for the trash can and hid behind the trash can. That's one embarrassing moment.
Mm-hmm.
The next one was actually my ex. She came down to the break room, to the department that we worked in. And it was the end of the night. And I'm sitting there doing the end of the night job that had to be done. And all of a sudden I see a guy and my ex come walking down. Mike walks over to them. "You come down to help us out?" All of a sudden I hear
Corey story time.
Whoa.
All of a sudden I hear from behind me, "No, we came to see Corey." I took off for one of the trucks. Mike is just like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I'm just like, "Oh, I'm doing my job." And he goes, "Fuck your job. There is a girl out there that wants to talk to you right now. So you get out there and talk to her."
Yep.
I'm just like, "Dude, you're my boss. You're telling me to fuck my job." It's like, all right. Then a few months down the road, he regretted it.
Yeah, I did. I did. And you know what? I just figured out what the problem was, too.
What was the problem?
It's so stupid. Apparently, with this program, you have to actually go to this other page and hit go live. Yep. I missed that part. The one that, you know, says go live. So I'm sitting here trying to figure out, and I literally just accidentally figured it out.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, that is just so stupid. Like, I can't believe, I don't know. I can't believe I didn't figure that stupid shit out. Now I just feel stupid. You know? So yeah, so continue with, you know, tell about how that ended up going with real quick.
Oh, I ended up disappearing from this area for about 6 months.
Yep.
But I'm back.
Yes, you are. You're back.
She's gone. He's back. I'm back.
Yep.
Life is great.
Absolutely.
Turned in getting laid or, well.
To, I mean.
Get embarrassed every time we see a friggin' cute girl.
That is true.
Oh, local movie theater.
Yep.
2 years ago, Red Sox were in the World Series.
Yeah.
And there was a local movie theater that actually played the Red Sox game on the big screen. So a bunch of us went to watch it at this local movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And our waitress, because this place sells food and beer and everything, mm-hmm. and our waitress was cute.
Oh, yes. I remember this now.
Yeah, it's now coming, you it's know coming, what I'm talking about.
It's coming back to me.
And at the end of the night, I start walking away. Mike goes, "Corey, come here real quick." And Mike is next to the waitress.
Yep.
And I walk over. He goes, "So in this piece of paper is Corey's number." And I just... I let out the most annoying noise. Yep. Most embarrassing noise. I go,
You sound like
as
a little
I'm
girl.
Walking around, as I'm walking away.
Yeah. You sounded just like a little girl.
I don't know what the hell it was.
I don't either. That was, I was embarrassed for you.
Yeah, how you do you think I felt?
I would completely be embarrassed.
Yes, I was very embarrassed.
So I'm also pulling up a picture. Okay, so I'm going to switch over to the screen share here.
Do it up, son.
So this was our costumes for
Halloween.
For Halloween. How many times do you sound like Michael J. Fox trying to speak? Who, me, Trevor?
No, me.
Oh.
Shut up.
Yeah, so here is, that's our costumes on Halloween.
I'm so sober. It's hard talking sober.
Yep, it is. It is. Yeah, we're staying very sober tonight. But yeah, so this is the Bible. It says the Book of Holy Hammered. And inside, that's the one that you open up, and there's a flask and a couple of shot glasses. And there's me as the plague witch doctor.
Also, I bought those glasses separately because I felt like it needed the glasses touch.
It did.
And
it brought it all together.
It went together well. And now I hope I kind of get bad vision so that way one day I can actually get glasses.
I'm not going to lie. Like, the glasses worked for you, you know?
I'm just going to wear them just for the hell of it now.
Yeah. I mean, it worked for you. So all right, I'm going to share this video.
This is a story. Shy Corey story.
Yeah.
All of those incidents were in the past. Years.
And this is...
You heard about... The most recent one with the girl that came walking down to talk to us.
Yep.
Then this was last weekend.
It's quite interesting. So let's get this going. Here we go.
All right. So it is time for Shy Corey story time. As anybody knows, when I'm around an attractive woman, I get bright red, and I'm completely shy. Well, I do my grocery shopping at the local Shaw's here in town, and there is this very attractive girl that works there. Well, it turns out that Mike knows just about everybody that works there, and he knew exactly the girl that I was talking about, which is not good for me. Saturday night, we're going to Shaw's to pick up food to barbecue. And I say to Mike, I'm just like, you know, I haven't seen so-and-so in a while. And he just goes, oh yeah, she was here the other night. And I'm just like, yeah, well, I wasn't. What good does that do me? We walk into Shaw's. The first person that we see is that girl. She walks by us. Mike instantly turns around, and I knew something was coming.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, Corey, is that the girl you think is cute?
That's what I do.
My face, bright red.
I love embarrassing him like that.
Straight, and I'm going, shut up. And I turn red. Well, later on, you know, we get all the groceries and everything, and we're at the register. We go through the same cashier all the time because she's friggin' awesome. She likes giving Mike a lot of shit. And
oh, yeah.
I think she's going to end up giving me a lot of shit, too. Because of Mike. Yep. Well, Mike says to her, so, Corey here thinks so-and-so is cute. Where is she? Cashier goes, huh? Oh, really? Unfortunately, she's left for the night. But she will be here until closing tomorrow night. Mike goes, we'll see you tomorrow night. I'm just like, no, we fucking won't. Nope, I'm good. Mike goes, give her a heads up that I'll be in with the guy that thinks she's attractive. And I'm, nope, won't be here. Won't be coming in tomorrow night. I'm good. So anyways, the next night we're at Shaw's.
Yep.
You know.
See who won that one.
Groceries again. Go through the same cashier. And she sees me. She gets this look on her face and she goes, "Ooh." Mike goes, "Did you have that conversation?" She goes, "Yes, I did." And I'm just like, "Oh, shit." All of a sudden, she says to the bagger, "Can you go and get her?" And I'm like, no, don't worry about it. Don't go get her. And the cashier is just like, "Yes, go get her. Go get her right now." The bagger is just standing there like, what do I do? What's going on? Do you want to let me in on what's going on? Please? You know.
Not my best girl voice.
Then the cashier, she's just like, "You look cute, don't worry about it. You know, it's nothing bad. Just,
I'd do you. You
know, please go and get her, you know." And I'm just like, "No,
wish you wouldn't. Please,
don't do it.
I'd have to be as drunk as last night, though.
You know, don't worry about it. Not a big deal." Then she walks away to go get her. And I'm just like, "No." And I see her talking to the girl. And the cashier goes, "Don't go getting red now, Corey." And I'm just like, "Too late. Too late." And I see her talking to that girl. And she's laughing. And she's like, you know, then she starts bagging for other lanes in the other direction. All of a sudden, the cashier, she's ringing up all of our stuff. And she finishes. Next thing I know, the cashier is walking away from her lane like, "I will be right back."
Full line of customers.
And I'm standing there like, she just walked away from her cash register with a line of people behind us. And I'm like, well, now I have to follow her.
Mm-hmm.
So I follow her as she's making a beeline for so-and-so. And all of a sudden, I see her take off and hide behind one of those end displays at the registers. So I'm just like, hell yeah, that's a good idea. So I walk out the door in the other direction.
Yep, like a little bitch.
So, Mike ends up staying back and talking. "Oh, you know, I would like to take any advantage I can to make Corey red," which is true.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what he said.
And she admitted that she gets embarrassed easily, too. But later on, I'm thinking, I ran because I'm shy of pretty girls. She probably ran because she thought Sloss from the Goonies was coming after her, like, "Hey, you guys!"
So there you have it. That's, in Corey's words, that's exactly what happened with the hot chick. And
yep,
he ran like a little bitch. Like, I didn't know you could run that quick. I literally had no idea you could go that quick.
I wasn't even running. I was just speed walking.
Speed walking?
Yep.
Like fucking Michael Johnson for the Olympics.
I have no idea who that is.
Wasn't that his name? The guy that ran like fucking record times?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I'm going to need a refill. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you? Oh, you meant on my beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting low.
Get low.
Get low. But yep, so now you know most of my embarrassing stories.
Yep. Let's see. I'm trying to order. I'm ordering through Uber Eats 2 beers.
I would like to know what everybody thinks. What embarrassing story is the worst? Me jumping behind a trash can. Me running into a truck. Me he's squealing like a little bitch.
It was like half little bitch, half like pig. You
know, it's true. It's true. You know?
So it was kind of a mixture between the two.
Or me talking to the aunt and not getting the young girl's number. Yep.
I'm glad you said aunt this time, not old bitch. Yeah.
Or that story. Which one is worse?
Trevor says, he already says the squealing one. So I think the squealing one was your least manly time to actually have the sound of a 12-year-old girl come out of your mouth.
Whatever. I've never made that sound a day in my life until then. I don't think I still...
I don't know what the hell happened there.
I still haven't made that noise again.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. All I know is that... I don't know what the fuck that was. I'm being honest. I don't know what the hell that was.
The waitress probably was going to text me or something, but then she heard the noise and she goes, no, I'm not lesbian.
Yeah, exactly. We have Zach here. He loves story time. We have Haley. Haley, they're watching from Facebook.
Haley was the Philadelphia fan.
Yeah, that's right. Ugh.
You know, she's the one that where we decided to just go off on Philly fans one night.
I mean, do you blame us? It's Philadelphia. I won't get back into that again.
Let's not go back on that.
Yeah. it's been... I'd have to say the squeal. I think the squeal was the worst one for you. That was pretty bad. That was pretty bad.
It was very, very bad.
The picture of your mom wiping a little bit of Mike off her face. So, I'm hoping that an ad doesn't pop up. All right. So I got this funny story that we actually had emailed to us or messaged to us by. Oh, it was, yeah, Usain Bolt was the runner. Oh, look, man, Uber Eats delivers and also opens it for us. That's pretty fucking badass. You got to tip that driver.
I'm sure you'll give her a tip.
Oh, yeah, just a tip.
We had this news article sent in to us by a loyal listener.
Yep, a loyal listener sent us this funny story that I'm going to feel very odd reading it, but it's going to be kind of funny. Did you read that?
Yeah, I didn't read the article. You did? I read the title of it.
So the
it's so disturbing. Just the title is disturbing.
So the title is Miami Woman Mugs Convenience Store with Bloody Tampon Infected with Coronavirus.
Does she have coronavirus or just her... How does a tampon have coronavirus on it?
So I'm going to read the title one more time because of how awesome it is. Miami Woman Mugs Convenience Store with Bloody Tampon Infected with Coronavirus. So
disgusting.
So, yeah, you forgot about this. I didn't. I remembered. A Florida woman was arrested the other morning after perpetrating a robbery in Miami convenience store. According to eyewitness testimonies, Ophelia Jackson, 34, threatened the convenience store clerk with a bloody tampon, which allegedly had been exposed to the coronavirus. Jackson kept coughing and sneezing during the holdup while holding the bloody tampon to the face of the employee, threatening him multiple times that she would shove it down his throat if he didn't comply. The worker says, quote, "She held me hostage with an old tampon soaked in blood and kept coughing, sneezing, and spitting all over me," the 21-year-old victim of the attack told reporters. She pulled out...
She
pulled out the tampon from inside of her pants and then shoved it around like a weapon, screaming, "Can you smell that? Can you smell that shit? That's the smell of coronavirus." Ophelia Jackson left with $34 from the cash register, two packs of cigarettes, and a bag of Cheetos before she was apprehended by the Miami police. The suspect threw the potentially lethal object at an officer.
Potentially lethal.
Before she was neutralized with the use of a taser gun. And they said, "I'm happy to say that the officer in question has proven not to be infected with COVID-19 and should recover swiftly," reassured Deputy Sheriff Alan Johnson of the Miami PD. Last week, a similar event occurred in the downtown Miami area when a man attempted to rob a grocery store while threatening store employees with his erect penis while masturbating, claiming he had HIV.
What the hell is going down in Miami?
I don't know. What is up with it, Miami? What are you doing down there?
I am never visiting there.
No.
Not even for a spring. I don't even want to know what would happen on spring break.
Yeah. I'm good with ever going to Miami.
Let's go to Alaska.
Fuck yeah. I'm game. I could not believe that, you know?
That shit's messed up.
Oh, Jesus. Look at this picture.
He looks like a Walmart shopper.
Yeah, yes, he does. Yes, he does. So, I gotta... I'm sorry, this is just... Oh, what the fuck. All right, so I'm going to show you this next picture. And take a good look.
Beautiful.
And picture, keep this pictured in your mind, the picture of this guy.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
That is one hot guy. You know, that is one hot guy right there.
Is that your new man crush?
Oh, hell yeah. You know it. So this guy entered in Cleveland, Ohio. He, the title is "Ohio Naked Man on Crystal Meth Bites 28 People in a Walmart Store." So apparently in Cleveland, a naked man, that's right, naked.
Naked.
Caused quite a commotion in a Walmart supercenter the other morning when he randomly bit dozens of customers while barking and screaming. He 29-year-old Michael Kruger entered the store naked and visibly intoxicated around 9:30 in the morning. He immediately began running around the supercenter, jumping on some of the customers and savagely biting them. Ruth Davis, an employee who witnessed the attack, says the aggressor looked like he was possessed or infected with rabies. Said, quote, "He was running around naked like a maniac. He was drooling a lot and biting people. He looked like a rabid animal." The Walmart employee says that Mr. Kruger kept making strange sounds and saying incoherent things. He kept barking like a dog and yelling stuff about the Vatican being out to get him. He bit a total of 28 people and lightly assaulted a dozen others before he was finally arrested by Cleveland police. None of the victims were severely injured, but there is a slight risk that they may have contracted some disease from their aggressor. Michael Kruger told investigators he spent the entire night smoking crystal meth and decided to walk to Walmart to get some food. He explained that he had taken off his clothes on the way to get rid of spying equipment that the Vatican had planted on him and was biting people to make sure they're not Terminators. And they were sent to kill him. Mr. Krueger's lawyer demanded that he undergo a psychiatric evaluation before beginning his trial. He faces a total of 47 criminal charges and a maximum of 240 years in prison.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I know people that freaking murder people and they get less time than that.
Yeah, there's murderers and rapists getting out with less time. You know? Oh gosh. So, this title here.
I'm not going to lie, she's kind of hot.
She is. She is. Sperm bank nurse falls pregnant after smuggling semen in her vagina. Who would have thought that she would have gotten pregnant by having semen in her vagina?
She was smuggling it.
Smuggling it. So a nurse working at a sperm bank in Virginia was arrested after she fell pregnant from stolen vial of semen she smuggled out of her workplace in her vaginal cavity. 29-year-old Jessica Jensen was arrested the other morning by Fairfax City Police after investigation revealed she was implicated in an illegal sperm smuggling ring. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Like
I didn't either.
I know, like, you have prostitution rings, drug rings. I did not know that there was a sperm smuggling ring.
I've never heard that before.
Me neither. That's news to me. You learn something new every day, huh?
Is it, like, full of old, ugly people that can't get somebody to get them pregnant? And they're just like, oh, whatever.
Maybe. I have no idea. So, the young woman worked at the sample collection department of Fairfax Cryobank, the largest fertility clinic in Virginia. She accused of using her position to steal semen samples, which were then sold on the black market by an accomplice. According to the Fairfax police chief, Captain Harold Pardini, Miss Jensen is actually 4 months pregnant after one of the vials broke while hitting in her vaginal cavity.
I mean, where else would you put it?
But this raises another question, though.
Next time, you're just going to stick it in her ass.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you can't get pregnant there.
No. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. But this raises a question, though. So, Trevor just said she should have put them in her ass. She can't get pregnant that way.
Yep.
Yep. So, people spend thousands and thousands, like tens of thousands of dollars to get, you know, to be impregnated at these fertility clinics, right?
Yeah.
Why are they paying so much money for them to, like, implant the sperm into their eggs when clearly all you got to do is just shove a vial in there?
I don't know.
Now, if I was a woman, I would start, like, trying to get pregnant. I would go there and be like, listen, you know, give me the Jessica Jensen discount.
Just give me a vial.
Yeah, give me a vial. You know, it obviously worked on her, so why do they need to, like, shoot it into her eggs? If, you know?
Also, I've never heard of a black market for semen.
Neither have I.
That's new also.
Now I want to know how much a vial goes for.
Yeah.
So apparently, so
I'll
this.
Give it a vial.
I bet you will. I gave a vial after my.
You gave it for my a different reason. Though.
Yeah, mine was to make sure that I was sterile after my vasectomy. Bless you. So.
Coronavirus.
So no. Apparently.
Coronavirus.
She admitted that she had smuggled over 2,500 sperm samples over the last year.
Holy fuck.
And that two of the vials broke during her smuggling operations. According to police captain Pardini, she fell pregnant from those samples but kept smuggling sperm despite her pregnancy until her accomplice was caught selling stolen semen to an undercover police officer.
Could you imagine that? Friggin' being like, all right, we need you to dress up undercover to go find out what's going on in that black seam, the black market for this semen.
Yeah, oh boy.
Not the black semen market.
We're going to have to edit that out. But yeah, so it says that she was clearly addicted to the money it brought her. They think that she gained more than $2 million for her crimes.
Jesus.
Fuck, I'm going to start smuggling.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get pregnant.
I'm already smuggling semen.
Yeah. Yeah. So get this. She now faces a total of 83 criminal charges and a maximum of 435 years in prison.
What the fuck?
Her accomplice, 47-year-old Michael Donovan, is also facing 67 accusations in a separate trial, which could end up in jail for a maximum of 315 years. Both of them decide to plead not guilty, and trials are expected to begin in March. Jessica Jensen also confirmed that she decided to go on with the pregnancy and is expected to give birth in June.
Hopefully on my birthday.
Right?
Where do they come up with these years in jail?
I have no idea.
It's like, what is the point of sentencing somebody to 434 or whatever it is years?
Yeah.
They ain't going to live that long.
Yep. I know.
Boy.
It's crazy.
369 years old.
So undercover cummy scummy. That's what Trevor says.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's crazy. Like,
also, I've thought about starting OnlyFans. They make good money on there.
Yes, they do. I should totally do it.
I don't know what I'll do on there. Obviously, I'm not going to do anything nudie because...
No, you know what you do? It's like I always say, I want to do reverse stripping, right? That's what I'm going to do for a job someday. I'm going to come out naked and people are going to pay me to put my clothes on.
Fuck yeah.
So we can do like...
Fuck yeah.
We can change the whole outlook of OnlyFans.
We could.
You know, we can do reversed OnlyFans.
Yeah, like I'll start off laying on my bed with a hat covering my junk.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like,
Here's $10 to put socks on.
Yep.
Yeah, here's $20 to put, you know, some...
Then you'll get that one weirdo, no, take the hat away.
Right, exactly. Like, exactly.
Not how this works.
Like, you're supposed to pay me to put the clothes on, damn it. But,
I'll give you $1 million to take the hat off. Well, right. In that case.
Another interesting news story. I don't know. Apparently, once you pull up one news story, you start seeing all the weird shit. So a veterinarian was accused of having sex with more than 300 dogs.
I wonder. Was he doing it doggy style?
Most likely. So the renowned veterinarian from Trenton in Missouri was arrested the other morning after being filmed by security cameras while having sex with several dogs. According to the Trenton Police Department, an investigation was launched on Dr. James Thompson back in January after several dog owners filed complaints about their dogs suffering from anal bleeding after visiting his clinic. During the investigation, the police convinced Pup Bang. Yep. Trevor says he wants to buy your bath water. During the investigation, the police convinced the owners of the West Trenton Animal Hospital, where Dr. Thompson practiced, to install several new security cameras around the building. The police and owners were completely shocked when they saw the video footage a few weeks later. Over a period of 2 weeks, Dr. Thompson was filmed sexually aggressing 19 different dogs, mostly smaller breeds like miniature poodles, Bichons, and Chihuahuas.
Fucking Chihuahua?
Fucking Chihuahua?
Dude, I mean, not for nothing. Generally speaking, your dick should be bigger than a chihuahua. Mine is. Isn't yours?
Mine's probably about the size of a chihuahua's ding dong.
Shit. But yeah. So, the Trenton Police Department spokesman, Lieutenant Frank Simmons, said the aggressions were rather violent and must have been traumatizing for the animals. He would put on a cone-shaped collar around the animal's neck so he wouldn't get bit. Then he'd grab it and have sex with it in various positions.
Some more than just doggy.
Yeah, Trevor says he's a bestiality pedo. According to Lieutenant Simmons, the veterinarian could have made a great number of victims. After interrogating the staff and customers, we collected evidence concerning at least 300 victims, but there could be thousands over his 17 years of practice.
That's fucking disgusting.
It is. Like, a total of 352 criminal charges have been filed against him, and the Trenton Police Department says that the number will probably double over the next few days. Dr. Thompson was released on bail a few hours after his arrest and immediately met reporters to claim his innocence. He says he never sexually abused any animals and that all the animals with whom he'd had sex consented to the intercourse. All right, I'm going to read that sentence one more time. He says he never sexually abused any animal and that all the animals with whom he'd have sex consented to the intercourse.
How?
He's expected to appear in court in November for the beginning of his trial. How the fuck?
How would an animal consent to it?
It's like, okay, I'm horny, and you're looking mighty good. Wag your tail if you're into it. You know, it's like, what? Jesus Christ. There's...
I got a new story. You actually might have heard this one.
There's two. We don't have time to read these, I don't think, at this point. But there's two other ones that I got to read the titles. But go ahead.
But yeah, this is a quick news story. Yeah,
just a quickie?
It was actually a local story that I saw. There was a guy located in New Hampshire, and he was in an accident. And he lost his whole left side of his body. The doctors were later reported that he was going to be all right.
Oh my! That is just wrong. That is just wrong. You know. Is that better? What the fuck? Trevor says, Dr. Doolittle, 2021. You've heard him talking to the animals. Now see him like you've never seen him before, using them like finger puppets.
Oh, God.
All right, let's see. He's all right. What the fuck? So,
ladies, I got the dad bod. I got the dad jokes.
Yep.
I just need to be a dad.
Yeah, absolutely. In Florida, 16 girls found pregnant after a teenager ejaculated in a pool. That's interesting. I'm sure there was probably an orgy there.
Probably.
Yeah, and they're telling their parents, no, someone ejaculated in the pool. That's how we got pregnant.
Yep.
So a couple was hospitalized after a man got his head stuck in his wife's vagina. Yep.
Seen a video like that before.
They were transported to the bald guy.
Yes! Apparently you've seen it too.
So the couple was transported to the hospital in a very awkward position after the man somehow got his head stuck in his wife's vagina during a strange sexual game.
What the fuck was the game? How wide can you go?
Right? Instead of how low can you go?
Yeah.
Tom and Janice Morrison, a young couple from the small town of Greensboro, Alabama, called 911 around 10 o'clock at night and asked for an ambulance. Samantha Irving, the operator, took the call and says she thought it was a joke as when he explained the situation. The woman told me that her husband had fallen and that his head was now stuck in her vaginal cavity. I really thought it was a group of teenagers making a prank call. Instead of limbo, it's bimbo, Trevor says. So, despite Ms. Irving's doubts, she sent an ambulance on site, and the paramedics rapidly realized that the situation, in fact, was very serious. Bill Austin, one of the paramedics who transported the couple, claims they were lying naked on their bed and partially covered in blood. The woman kept screaming out in pain whenever the guy moved, but he had half of his face buried in there and looked like he was going through hell. The couple was transported to a nearby Hale County hospitals where doctors were able to separate the couple. Ms. Morrison suffered from severe internal bleeding but is now stable, while her husband suffered only a few scratches and bruises. According to doctors, both could also suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome.
We're never doing that again.
Right? Incidents like this are indeed quite unusual, but hundreds of couples are admitted to the hospital every year in the U.S. after getting stuck together during sexual intercourse. According to data collected by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 3,213 couples were hospitalized for such problems across the country in 2015 and 3,789 couples in 2016. According to the same data, the Morrisons are the first couple to be hospitalized for a head stuck inside the vaginal cavity since October 2007. Yeah.
I mean, that lady looks...
Let's see. Apparently, a Florida teen was stung over 600 times after inserting his penis into a beehive. Like, who would think, like, oh, that beehive just turns me on. I'm going to fuck it.
So horny.
Yeah, Trevor, I have no idea how you can fit a head into a vagina. You know? Here we go. Let's see another news article. Headline: Irish farmer claims he was sexually assaulted by a leprechaun.
It was just a midget.
The Daily Farmer from Southern Ireland says he was sexually assaulted for 2 days by an extremely short bearded humanoid, which he says is a leprechaun.
For 2 days.
The attack knocked him out, and we woke up a few hours later. He had been tied up to a support beam in his own barn. And the 54-year-old farmer said he was repeatedly raped over the next 40 hours by a waist-high midget with a red beard and a cocked hat. He says, quote, "It wasn't human. It was short, fiendish, and spoke in gibberish." According to Mr. Brennan, the leprechaun raped him more than 20 times over the weekend before leaving for some unknown reason. "It used me in every possible way over a period of 2 days, and then it left. A few hours later, I was finally able to free myself from my bonds and call the police." Like, but the thing is, he was transported to the hospital, and the doctors observed obvious signs of violent sexual aggression. But something's a little weird about that. Like,
how could you not stop it?
But he was tied up to the support beam. He was knocked out and then tied up. But still, like...
something's not adding up.
He wanted to suck... Trevor says he wanted to suckle on his lucky charms and bathe in his golden shower. It's, you know... I don't get it. Like, you gotta wonder where... some of these things, like, how do they come up with this shit? Burglar snorts dried sperm thinking it was cocaine, contracts herpes and syphilis.
If people...
how the hell does dried sperm look like cocaine?
I've never seen dried sperm. But if a couple are having sex and they decide to do it in the ear... and the dude puts his penis in the girl's ear, and she ends up with AIDS. Is that called hearing aids?
I mean, yeah, it's a strong case that it could be. You know, a very strong case that it could be. Dude, that's fucked.
What?
You're going to hell.
I mean, I dress up as a priest for Halloween. I got first class, baby.
You're going to hell just like this guy. A Georgia man kept his deceased mother in the freezer for years for casual sex.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yep. He allegedly, the 47-year-old man from Georgia.
I feel like that would be cold.
He was arrested after allegedly keeping his own deceased mother in the freezer for years while collecting welfare checks, food stamps, and even indulging in sexual activities with the corpse. His mother passed away in late 2015. The neighbors who were surprised to see her bathing naked in an inflatable pool in her backyard while being hosed by her 47-year-old son. The neighbor says, "I saw Margaret lying naked in an inflatable pool with Owen hosing her off," described one neighbor, visibly shocked. "I hadn't seen Margaret since she left for the hospital 2 years ago, and now I see her naked lying in an inflatable pool in her backyard. It just didn't make any sense. At first, I thought he was fondling some naked woman in the inflatable pool, but then I realized it was his dead mother." Yeah. Yep. So he said, he told the police that she's dead. She can't feel anything. They said that he told the police he rarely had sexual relations with his mother. With his mother's corpse, only when he was really drunk or that his girlfriend pissed him off. According to the Georgia state law, a person convicted of any sexual act with a dead human body involving the sex organs of one with the mouth, anus, or penis, or vagina shall be punished by imprisonment for not less than 1 year and no more than 10 years. The fact that they have a law about having sex with dead bodies...
Yep.
That's a little concerning.
Podcast idea. Crazy estate laws.
No. Oh, okay. I was saying, what, podcast, having sex with dead bodies?
No, God, no.
Yeah, all right. We can do that. What did you just say?
Crazy estate laws.
Yeah, crazy estate laws. We'll have to do that for next week. You know, in fact, I'm going to write that down.
As long as we don't get super drunk.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen for a while. It takes too long to recover.
Yeah.
So we're going to do crazy state laws. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do next week. We'll look up some crazy state laws and see what we come up with. I think that's a good idea. Yeah, that's an excellent idea.
I came up with it.
Yes, you did.
I'm proud of myself.
You should be. You should be. Hey, just and always remember, we gotta get this playing.
Feel free to like, comment, and share with friends and family. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you can get notified for new episodes. Don't forget to search us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us.
What?
Oh, I just realized I missed a belt loop.
It's a little late to be realizing that.
Yep.
So
good thing we didn't go to Shaw's tonight.
Right, right. Hey, listen, don't forget to like us, share us, subscribe to us, turn on that bell for post notifications. And you can also follow or listen to all of our podcasts on basically everywhere. You know, we have Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Beaker, everything.
Me.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Just search Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Corey, and you will find us. Like our Instagram, Facebook, and yeah, share us with some loved ones or even unloved ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
18 and over, please.
Yes, 18 and older. Our show is not fit for the little ears or the little minds. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we will see you guys next week. Sounds good. Hey, stay safe.
Be here or be square.
Yep, be here or be square. And make good choices. All right, talk to you guys later. Peace.